The UK's leading sight loss charity, RNIB, has produced a video on it's looking at canes. All sorts of canes for helping blind and partially sighted people go about their everyday lives. Well, Emma Hilliard took part in the video and she joins me now.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about you first of all, Emma.
Well, I'm 25 and I'm a Pilates instructor who's only just started using my cymbal cane recently. It's been challenging getting me to use it, but the film we've just done has been brilliant. I've learned so much from it.
People may not be familiar with a cymbal cane, Emma. Just exactly what is that?
To be honest, I didn't even know what my cane was called until a couple of weeks ago when we did it. So yeah, it's basically how I always described it. It's one of the shorter canes, which folds up quite easily, quite small. I just purely use it so that people are aware, basically, that I have a sight condition. It just saves, instead of me bumping into them and them being rude, they can see it, basically. And I can also use it, of course, you know, to feel things if I wanted to, but I basically use it just so people are aware, really.
Now, would I be right in saying then that a cymbal cane would be used by someone with a degree of sight, partially sighted person?
Yeah, I'm registered as partially sighted. Like I said, I mean, I could go around without it, but I just choose to now bring it with me.
It's interesting you say that you were a little bit hesitant about using the cane. Was that more because of maybe people's perceptions of you?
Yeah, I've only just started using it because I'd heard other people's stories and spoke with a lot of other inspiring people that kind of pushed me to use it. One, I felt a little bit too young. I'd never really met anyone that was young and using a cane. And then there's that stereotype of if you've got a cane, oh, you're fully blind, or, oh, how are you using your phone? You know, people jump to conclusions of or stereotypes of what they feel is a blind person or partially sighted. And then it's almost that feeling of them knowing something else about you that you don't necessarily want them to know. It's almost, I used to want to blend in, and now they know something about me, and then maybe they've got a stereotype of, oh, she listens to this music, oh, she must do this, and yeah, so I think that was my main problem.
Does having the cane help? I mean, have you got to a stage where you think, you know, I need something now just for that extra bit of help and support?
Yeah, I've noticed more so in these winter months, my eyes have been a lot more hazy. I feel like the cane explains everything for me without me having to do it. Although I've still got two sides to the cane. In one way, I want to blend in. But then in another way, when I bump into things, I want the cane there. So, it just really stops people looking and thinking I'm just being stupid. Oh, she's bumped into it. They then realise, oh, okay, it's because she can't see.
So it's mainly to let people know that you have a visual impairment, so they're a bit more aware. And you got over that kind of, well, I don't want to be seen with one of these, it's going to pigeonhole me. Was that easy to do, or was it difficult?
No, I've had the cane. I say 3 years, I said on the film 3 years, but I think it must be coming on 5, and I just didn't want to use it. I just thought, no, there's no way I'm ever going to use this. I'm fine without it. I'm going to play this sighted person. It took a lot to use it. And like I said, I had to listen to a lot of other people and see that they was confident with it. The first time I got it out, my heart was racing. Even to get it out folded for about 2 minutes was the worst feeling ever. And it's just every day you take another step and go, okay, today I'm going to carry it folded. And then the next day say, oh, maybe I can open it and have it fully extended for today and see how I feel for 5 minutes. And it's still it's hard to bring it out.
It's been quite a slow transition then for you to actually use the cane and get over that psychological
thing. It's been quite quick in the sense of within a week or two, I now carry it everywhere with me. I'm like, oh my gosh, where's my cane if I don't have it? It was gradual over the days. I didn't just suddenly go, oh, I'm going to get it out, you know.
do you think you'll get to the stage where you'll just be, it's a game?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because I've come a long way in the last 2 weeks. It's weird. When you walk past younger people and you know, groups, you kind of want to put it away again because you feel, different types of people, I feel a little bit more anxious using it around.
The video Kane Explain came along. How did you find out about it and how did you get involved with it?
I was contacted by one of the lovely ladies from RNIB to be involved with it. And immediately I was like, yes, yes, I want to do it. I love doing anything like this. So yeah, it was definitely like, yep, yeah, I want to do this and learn a little bit more and find it all exciting.
Tell me about the video then, what happens in it?
It basically just shows different types of canes. There's four different types of canes: a symbol cane, long cane, dyed cane. I know there's a deafblind cane, and it just describes what they use for, how people might use them. But then it also explains that not everyone will use it for the same reason. Not everyone will have the same eye condition. It's just educating people, basically, to make life for us, I guess, a little bit easier.
Have you had any feedback from being on the video?
Being a Pilates instructor, I've got all my clients to listen and watch it, and I'm like, share it. Yeah, they've all come back and been like, oh, it was so good. I learned so much in that short amount of time. It was really, really educational. It's really inspiring, and it's been really good feedback.
Are you pleased about that then? Is it what you wanted from it?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's just educating people, and if that's what it's doing, then that I guess that's the main thing.
There may be people out there with sight that is deteriorating or
yep.
starting to fail, and they're probably in the same situation mm-hmm. as you were, Emma. They don't want to use the cane because
yeah.
they'd rather bump into things, or there's a stigma attached. I mean, what would you say to them?
I'd just say take it at your own pace. Don't feel pressure to use it or not to use it. Always read up on other people's experiences, talk to people. That's where I started out. I started talking to people and getting to know people that were using their canes and thinking, oh, it's actually okay. And when I look at them, I don't stereotype them. Just take it at your own pace.
It's obviously, you know, worked for you, Emma. You've overcame those barriers, and
yeah.
Taking part in the video, you're hoping that's going to encourage other people to do exactly the same.
I hope so. I wish I had seen something like this before I started using my cane, because I think it would have pushed me that little bit more.
Emma, best of luck with the cane, and let's hope the video goes from strength to strength. And thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And if you'd like to have a look at the video that Emma appears in, then why not log on to the RNIB website? It's rnib.org.uk.